Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sahana Systems Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhaval Doshi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to thank the team for organizing the call, and I'd also like to thank all investors for believing in us and providing your valuable time to have the understanding of the results which we have made so far. For the people who have been associated with us, I mean, they know us well and they know our portfolio, but still for the new family members who have joined as investors and believe in our vision, let me give the quick introduction of us as well as the company. I'm Dhaval Doshi. I'm acting as Group CEO for Sahana Systems Limited, and let me give you the brief of Sahana. Sahana is a deep tech service company which has been serving multiple industries, being a digital product engineering partner, starting from defense, fintech, edutech, healthcare, and master system integration into the particular area of government and enterprise segments. So if you will briefly look at the results which we have produced within this particular H1, we have so far achieved the tremendous growth with the help of our right team members and the faith which blessing and faith which our investors have put on us. I'll be giving a quick overview of the numbers which we have achieved so far, and then we will jump on to the bifurcation of the numbers, which how it has been achieved. So let us say, I mean, if you look at the last year's revenue which we have booked was 167 crore with the EBIT of 34% and PAT of 23%. This year, if you look at the H1 result, the consolidated revenue the company has achieved so far is 114 crore, where our EBIT has been 33% and our PAT has increased one more percent to 24%. If we look at the standalone result of the parent organization in the H1, the standalone result last year for the entire financial year was 108 crore with 24% EBIT and 16% PAT, where Sahana Systems Limited has grown from EBIT of 27% and PAT of 19%, with the exact figure individually of 69 crore in terms of results. If you will look at the bifurcation of the revenue which we have achieved so far, I mean, we have identified the mechanism to enhance the revenue from our existing customers from the enterprise segment, as well as enhancing the existing projects which were there for the government ecosystem as well. Apart from that, we have also achieved the tremendous growth in terms of acquiring new customers. If I'll bifurcate the revenue which we have achieved in H1 amongst each company, starting from parent to all our subsidiaries, the bifurcation of the percentage of revenue upgrade from existing customers as well as new client would be for Sahana as a standalone, we have achieved 76% of the revenue from our existing customers. We have acquired 24% of new customers. If I'll talk about SoftVAN, which is majorly working into our deep tech and defense ecosystem, we have achieved the existing revenue of 65% out of our existing customers, and the new client acquisitions were 35%, which was a tremendous growth, and that was projected even at the beginning of this year. Parallelly, for Sourceware and SoftVAN Lab, we have acquired more than 12%-15% new customers when it comes towards the revenue growth aspect of it. Now, when we talk about the key marquee customers which we acquired, I mean, if we look at the H1 result of the group, I'll name a couple of good customers whom we acquired within this particular period. Let us say when we speak about getting the customer into the ecosystem of defense, we have, you might have also seen the results, but let me repeat, we have acquired a very good prestigious project with Indian Navy, where we are, you know, upgrading the facility of their RF testing and ship point of contact designing aspect for NEU Jamnagar. This is one of its kind facility where there are only six such facility available in the world, and one is being built by Sahana and our defense ecosystem. In parallel to that, when we talk about our footprint in EduTech, we have also acquired good marquee customers into EduTech ecosystem, and we have grown there well. When we speak about you know, acquiring the customers into the ecosystem of master system integration and deep tech service, which is our core forte, we have acquired very good customers into marine and shipping and port industry. Dredging Corporation of India is, you know, getting themselves upgraded with our IoT and AI ecosystem, and that is again one more marquee customer which we have recently acquired, and you might have seen in the published results. Apart from that, if you look at one more best-in-class or state-of-art project which we have got into government ecosystem, is we have acquired a project into creating a digital twin for a port. So alongside IPRCL, we have acquired a large-scale project to make a digital twin replica of Tuticorin port. So that's another project which states and, you know, proves the ability of Sahana System Limited as serving the nation well. So that's the part which is saying that we, whatever projections we have made at the beginning of the year for each of the segments in business, be it our deep tech, be it our electronic warfare division of the particular part of the defense ecosystem, media monitoring as information warfare. We have won one project with central government where Ministry of Information Broadcast has started putting trust on Sahana System Limited's capability, and we have delivered a product called Samvad and its version 2.0 to Ministry of Information Broadcast, which is a media monitoring tool for all 58 cabinet ministries, including Prime Minister's office. So the tool which we have delivered is now generating the media monitoring report for print media, digital media and social media for all important cabinet ministries and their PIB officials. Even every day by 7:45 a.m. to 8 a.m. every day, Prime Minister's office is also getting the report from Samvad, which has been delivered by Sahana System Limited and the ecosystem team. So, I mean, if we say from the growth standpoint of view, we are, you know, standing strong. We are growing with the right pace of the approach which has been projected during the beginning of the financial year as per our annual operation plan. And we have also acquired, apart from the planned growth which was there, we have also acquired a couple of large-scale projects. We have also been awarded for the patents which we have applied. I mean, last year we were discussing about there are n number of patents which are being which we have applied for the solutions which we have curated from the system integration business, and now those products can get the resale in the market. So we have been awarded, I mean, we have totally applied 12 patents last year, out of which 6 has already been under the process of positive note and 2 has been awarded to us. So that is another great news which I would like to present in front of our all investors and partner group. So that is another point which I wanted to, you know, bring to the attention of everyone. So if I'll be summarizing the business and the earning aspect of the projection, we are up to the mark, and even I would say beyond the mark of what we have projected for this financial year, and we are achieving the right progress as per the defined segment which we have planned for. So that was the summary of our earning which we have made so far in this H1, and little bit of bifurcation with some of the key marquee customers which we have acquired in each segment. Apart from that, majority of our keynotes has been published across for each and every general meeting and AGMs which has been conducted so far. We are fostering our growth towards multiple industries. As I have even said in my previous investors call, or I would say earning call to the audience or to the investor family, that we are growing really good into defense, into port and marine industry, into edutech, and into the segment of master system integration as a digital product engineering partner. And we have already taken the footprints towards making our projections right. So that's what I wanted to convey to the investors and to the group who is present here. Rather than me speaking more, I would like to have this forum open for any query questions which are there from the audience. And I would also like to convey the best regards to each and every family member from the investor family on behalf of our promoter, Mr. Prateek Kakadia. And under his vision, as we are growing tremendously, we are also open towards any suggestions which are to be given by the investors during this particular call. Thank you. So over to the Q&A round, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harish Kumar Gupta from Nirmal Bahn Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Namaskar, sir.
नमस्कार सर मेरा एक क्वेश्चन ये था कि आपकी प्रेजेंटेशन में है विजन 5000 टारगेटिंग ऑफ 5000 करोड़ रेवेन्यू सो इन हाउ मेनी इयर्स यू आर टारगेटिंग दैट काइंड ऑफ रेवेन्यू
सॉरी सर योर वॉइस वाज ब्रेकिंग इन बिटवीन यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द 10000 करोड़ वर्थ ऑफ मार्केट कैप और यू आर आस्किंग अबाउट द रेवेन्यू
5000 करोड़ ऑफ रेवेन्यू यू हैव मेंशनड इन योर इन्वेस्टर प्रेजेंटेशन So my question is that in how many years you are planning to achieve that?
So sir, if you will look at the overall plan of next 5 years, the revenue, as you have already spoken about the investor presentation, the bifurcation has also been given alongside whatever particular projection has been given. So we are targeting the revenue from different segments, which will be crossing from 500 to 1000 crore in each segment. I mean, if I talk about next 5 year plan for defense, we are planning to reach 1000 to 2000 crore from that segments in another 5 years, sir. In terms of system integration business within the marine ecosystem, which we are already planning, we are planning for 500 to 600 crore revenue from that segment, sir, in next 5 years when we speak about annual revenue I'm talking about, sir. Apart from that, from the master system integration business which we are doing within Government of India, another 1000 crore worth of target we are planning to achieve when it comes towards the area of down the line in next 5 years. So that is in total crossing 3000 crore worth of business if we talk about the annual revenue in next 5 years, sir. If we talk about and that plan or that annual operation aspect is readily available with us. If we talk about achieving the 5000 crore, you can consider 2 more years on top of it, sir.
Okay, so in around 7 years, we can achieve 5000.
In around 6 years, sir. Yeah, in around 6 financial years, sir. Right.
Okay. And for that, I think I was watching your cash flow and it is on negative side. So I am hoping that probably you have high working capital. So you have sufficient working capital for achieving that kind of revenue or you need to raise the funds?
Sir, there are two aspects here. Again, if you will look at again the investor presentations which has been given by any of the promoter group members, we are again talking about multiple different lines. So when we speak about electronic warfare, information warfare and defense business, the business is, if it is more product driven, then the cash flow intensity will be less. If it is a service driven business, the cash flow intensity will be more. But when we talk about the intensity while delivering, the peak cash flow requirement will be subject to the, as we are working more with government, will be subject to the tenders timeline. And we are working on such tenders where the milestones are designed in such a way that with lesser cash flow, you can deliver large number of projects. So that's how we are growing. And if, I mean, there are planned projects which are coming for which we are already having some particular arrangement of cash flow. If any particular project which is coming beyond, before the timeline, there might be chances that we might go ahead with ODCC or that sort of facility with banks and institutions.
Okay. Okay, and whatever you have mentioned about this 3,000 crore of revenue, so these are confirmed kind of projects or, like, this is your visibility?
Sir, I mean, when we talk about any such projects within government ecosystem, such project gestation starts from 3 to 4 years. So we are already, I mean, the results which you are seeing right now are the results which we had achieved from the hard work which our team has put 2 years back. Right now, what we are envisioning or we are working upon is for the projects which we are planning after 2 years. So let's say if you will ask me about the confirmation of order book, I have the confirmation of order book for next 1.5 years or 2 years. Apart from that, we are amongst the shortlisted vendor for the tenders or for the upcoming opportunities which are coming, which will be given to restricted amount of vendors in all the segments, where we have the visibility that, yes, the chances of winning would be more than 80%. And apart from that, sir, there are a couple of agencies. I mean, if you will look at our previous historical announcement, we have been associated with multiple DPSUs, with multiple central PSUs, where we are planning to move ahead with the MOUs, where the recurring aspect of the revenue comes by certain services which we are giving to multiple industries within government ecosystem. So that's how we have the clear visibility of how we will be achieving it, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Noted. Thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prince from Lotus Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
So, yeah, I just have one question. Could you please elaborate on the projects you have recently acquired?
I have, sir, just explained it during my initial brief, but let me start with that one more time. We have acquired one project with NEU Jamnagar, which is a testing facility of putting the RF antennas on any new ship which is being built for the Navy. So for that testing, we are creating and upgrading one facility of Indian Navy at Jamnagar. That is one particular project which we have acquired. It falls under electronic warfare criteria of our defense division. Parallelly, when it comes towards second project of, I mean, I'm talking about a couple of scaled projects which are either in two digits of crores. Okay. So one more project which I have, we have acquired is upgrading the Dredging Corporation of India with our Internet of Things and AI capability for their dredgers, which are having the vintage more than 15 years. So that is another project with Dredging Corporation of India, which we have acquired, and we are delivering it right now as we are speaking. Apart from that, we have acquired a project to build a digital twin for one of the ports into the ecosystem for their operational efficiency, for their cargo handling division, for their traffic management, for their, when we say traffic management, it is the vessel, which is vessel traffic within the sea area of the port. Apart from that, we are also upgrading themselves with computer vision AI as well as automation of their port operation using a generative AI platform. So these are the areas which we will be covering when it comes towards the project which we have acquired for the port, which I was mentioning. So that's also marquee project, I mean, or one of its kind project. Apart from that, sir, we have acquired one more project within the IW, Information Warfare Ecosystem, which I just explained for the media monitoring of even Prime Minister Office and all major 58 cabinet ministry, where the nodal agency or nodal ministry to procure this particular thing was Ministry of Information Broadcast. So the tool is known as Samvad, and we have won this particular tender for Ministry of Information Broadcast. Apart from that, for our existing customers whom we have been serving in U.S. and other ecosystem on enterprise segments, where I have already mentioned that we have almost raised the business with 24% than what we used to have in last year. So that's another part we have grown up on. So I mean, these are a couple of key marquee projects which I have explained on the revenue or on the growth side of what we have achieved in last 6 months.
Yeah, very thank you. That was just my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, there is a lot of disturbance from your...
Hello. Is this better?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results. Just wanted to know, like, you're mentioning an order book for the next 2 years. Could we quantify how much is that, sir?
Sure, sir. I mean, when we talk about the consolidated order book, we are, you know, targeting to reach up to, let's say, this financial, we are targeting that we would be reaching around 210-ish in terms of the revenue. We are also projecting the overall revenue growth, which will cross more than 350 crore by next financial year, and it would cross up to 500 crore by the upcoming year in terms of the revenue growth, sir.
Okay, so 210 for this year, 350 for FY27, 500 for FY28. Okay. And sir, how will the margins behave? We have a very good level of margins, right, sir? So they'll be in a similar range, or will we get, you know, because we are defense projects and they are, you know, very marquee projects that we are getting, so will the margins, you know, be higher and, you know, we will get some operating leverage also? So...
So, overall aspect of the margins are eventually in defense ecosystem, the margin will get increased. In system integration business, the margin remains steady. So, overall PAT will little bit increase than what you are seeing right now in upcoming 3 years.
So, the PAT will increase, right? So, and because of... the growth that we are doing, will we, you know, need any kind of capex, and how would our, you know, finance cost behave, sir? Like, what is the debt level? Because we are having such great growth, are we going to fund that with, you know, some equity dilution, or, you know, are we going to increase our debt? Because something, we'll need cash flow for our growth, right? So how do you
say,
sir?
I think, sir, I've already answered this question, but let me reiterate this. See, with the current flow of the projects, we are okay towards what the current execution of the project and the planned projects which are coming in, for which we are having the sorted cash flow. But there are, you know, certain projects of large scale which are there in the pipeline of the projections which we have made, which might require the additional cash flow and additional support, where we might opt. I mean, this is a subjective decision, subject to, you know, the achievement of such things, where we might opt for certain enhancement of OD and CC aspect from the banking and financial institutions. And let's say if I mean, we have a couple of key marquee projects in pipeline where we are amongst the shortlisted vendor, which are of, let's say, 1,000 crore each. Okay. Now, if we are achieving any such project, I mean, before the time which we have anticipated, then in such case, we might go ahead with... sort of fund acquisition part as well. So that's how the plan would be, but this is a subjective matter. I mean, I would not like to comment the exact timeline on the same.
No, that's very fair, sir. That's very fair. And this is one of the last questions from my end. Like, we've, you know, given a very ambitious growth target, and we've worked a lot for it. You see that, you're saying that we've invested 2 years so that, like, our next 2 years can be really great. But any kind of risk that, you know, you see that, you know, something might not click, or, you know, any, in general, because we are in multiple verticals, So, you know, we have diversification also, but any other kind of risk that you see that, you know, can hamper us reaching our growth targets, sir?
Sir, I'll be saying it this way. After considering and after doing the risk assessment, the numbers which has been given so far as the projection are conservative. So even I was telling the same, that, I mean, if we are talking about these numbers, we are very well planned that how to, you know, plan our overall growth and futuristic aspects. But if I am achieving some, you know, I would be calling it before the time orders. I mean, as I've said, I mean, couple of thousand crore worth of orders are there, where we are amongst the shortlisted very few vendors from the country. Okay. So any such projects are coming in, we would need to plan the cash flow alongside the entire pipeline of the project in such a way that it should become a growth story rather than the bottleneck. So that's the only strategic, I would not call it risk, but strategic challenge, which will come whenever any such opportunity comes into play. And we, as a management, have enough capability to manage such situation because we all have done such things in past.
Okay, fair enough. So just last question, sorry, on my end. Do we have any seasonality in our business? Like, is H1 better, H2 better? Because in the last, the way I can see, our H2 has, you know, performed really well, right? We sometimes become even two-thirds of our, you know, revenue. So any kind of seasonality we have in that, sir, aspect?
So, sir, basically, I mean, if you look at the nature of business we are into, so far, our majority of the revenue comes from government and enterprise business. And our, you know, when I'm saying majority, our 60% of the business comes from government, 40% comes from enterprise. Out of that 40%, 30% is overseas, 10% is aided enterprise business, which is also indirectly associated with government. Okay. So when we talk about the business which comes from government, you know, everyone would like to exhaust their budget at the, before the end of financial year, and they would be in hurry. So getting the newer orders, I mean, I'm not talking about revenue, newer orders, would be more in the particular end of, in H2 aspect of the ecosystem. And the revenue recognition would be subject to the, you know, I would be saying it this way, mobilization advance. I mean, if the mobilization advance would be higher, then the H2 will always be bulky. If it would, for the projects which we are getting, where mobilization advance would not be there, then H2 will remain something near to what we have achieved in H1. So that's how it works, sir.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much for your answers. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aryan Jain from Arya Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to get some light on the export sort of market that we're aiming for. I know that the promoter, Mr. Prateek, also went to Thailand, I guess, like in June, to have a meeting with the Royal Thai government. So can you like dig more deeper into all of that?
So, sir, I mean, let me just bifurcate the export business which we are catering. Current, if we look at the current order book and current revenue which we have acquired from export, is majorly coming from U.S. And those are the customers, I mean, who had believed in us since, you know, more than 5 years now, I mean, within our parent or subsidized ecosystem. Okay. So that is something which has grown from, let's say, if I'll be saying it in terms of projection, I'll be saying it this way. So let's say, so far we have closed around 20 crore worth of business from the overseas market, and I'm talking about a rough number, out of which the cash collection would have been up to 16 crore-17 crore. Now, another half is pending, where this is some sort of recurrent revenue. So that is also already in plan, and that is also coming in a nicer way because the execution is very smoothly going there. Now, this is about the digital product engineering part and deep tech services, which we have been giving to multiple enterprise, large-scale enterprise customers. Apart from that, you have mentioned about Thailand. We have been working in multiple countries. Thailand is one such. We have been working in multiple countries of Southeast Asia, Apart from that, we have a couple of good opportunities coming in African subcontinent and Latin American subcontinent for our fintech, for our defense-aided tech, I'll not say defense tech directly, and deep tech enablement for multiple industries. So there are a couple of good opportunities which are underway. I mean, this is not right forum to discuss it because, I mean, they are not yet close. But yes, something good is coming from those ecosystem as well, and we are very close towards achieving the same.
Okay, thanks a lot. And another question, I just wanted to ask about the Andhra Pradesh EV charging station rollout. So, like, what is the whole business about, like, and what's its revenue model? Is it a SaaS layer, or what are we doing into that segment?
So, sir, if we specifically talk about that particular segment, we have tied up with ODM, which is actually manufacturing the chargers for us. With our capability of enhancing that chargers with our, embedded system capability and, IoT enablement by which the charger efficiencies can become higher. We have also created our own CMS, which are deployed across those stations, and by which, per charging, whatever revenue comes in, there is a bifurcation of the revenue, which comes to us, which comes to the particular authority in Andhra, and that's how it works. So now, the land which has been allocated, we will be planning it in two ways. One, we have already kept multiple chargers of our own. Parallelly, we are also giving it to some other companies which are specifically into this business in revenue share model, where they can also maintain the entire chargers and we can just be part of the revenue aspect. So that's one part. Apart from that, sir, we have done some R&D with respect to, sensitize the security of the EV charging vehicles, charging station ecosystem, because they are also threat vulnerable. So these are the things which we have done so far in that particular part.
Okay, perfect. Just one last question. Will this business all in all will be in a better drag on the business, or do you think it's a high margin business, the EV charging station one?
EV would be a recurrent business. I'll not be calling that one as a very high margin business, but the recurrency would be there.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harish Kumar Gupta from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, मेरे एक क्वेरी ये थी कि जैसे आपने लास्ट मतलब फाइनेंशियल ईयर क्लोजर पे कॉन कॉल नहीं करी. इनफैक्ट ओके फ्रॉम माय पर्सपेक्टिव एज एन इन्वेस्टर्स पर्सपेक्टिव मैं तो ये चाहूंगा कि बिजनेस ग्रोथ के साथ साथ अपनी शेयर प्राइस भी अप्रिशिएट होनी चाहिए. लेकिन जो अपने ग्रोथ प्रोस्पेक्ट्स और जो बिजनेस ग्रोथ हो रही है और जो ग्रोथ प्रोस्पेक्ट्स हैं उस हिसाब से प्राइस अफेक्ट नहीं हो रही, तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है कहीं ना कहीं तो जैसे आप अपनी अर्निंग्स कॉल लास्ट मतलब ये फाइनेंशियल एंड अर्निंग्स कॉल हुई, तो मतलब मेरी रिक्वेस्ट ये रहेगी कि अपन अर्निंग्स कॉल रेगुलरली करें, और अगर इफ पॉसिबल अगर हम ऑब्वियसली एक्सचेंज की रिक्वायरमेंट तो ऑफियरली रिजल्ट की है, बट अगर इसको हम क्वार्टरली रिपोर्ट भी कर सके तो वो और भी बढ़िया रहेगा, ताकि इन्वेस्टर्स को हमें रेगुलरली अपडेट मिलते रहे और टाइमली अपडेट मिलते रहे.
नोटेड सर, वी विल डेफिनेटली बी टेकिंग दिस सजेशन वेरी वेल एंड वी विल इंक्रीज आवर फ्रीक्वेंसी फॉर द इंटरेक्शन विद द इन्वेस्टर फॉर श्योर. And for the compliance aspect, definitely we are doing our best and we will be doing the needful as requested by NSE, sir. And as this particular point was noted, we will definitely be increasing our interactions with investors. Thank you, sir.
And definitely I think market will be more...
Noted, sir. The suggestion was well taken, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ashuraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Just to an extension to the previous question, I think we will be eligible for mainboard migration from next year onwards, right? June, July. So anyway, the quarterly results will soon be out, right?
Agreed, sir.
Okay. And one more question. So now that we are getting, we are expanding, we are, you know, growing. So is there any new development offices, new employee workforce that we are continuously hiring? Or what is the expansion plan on those front?
Sir, we already are, subject to the projects which we are getting, we have already onboarded multiple senior members and team. If you will look at the LinkedIn, if you will look at the other mediums, you will be able to realize that what all enhancement in terms of first, second, even third level of leadership in all the fronts, not only sales, even being an organization, we have also strengthened our delivery, our R&D, our sales, all the teams. And we are, subject to the operation which is getting enhanced, we are also having the plan to enhance the team members as well. So that's already as per plan, which has been, published at the beginning of the year, and that's how we operate.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of S. Narayan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Okay. Sir, in the last con call, the projection was given as FY26 to 36, 50 crores, 27,000, 28,000 crores. But in this con call, you are saying that maybe FY26 will be 200 crores, then 27, 650, and 28,500 crores. Are you revising the projection?
Sir, your voice cut out. Sorry, if you can repeat your question, if you don't mind.
Sure, sir. So in the last one call I was attending, the projection, the guidance, the revenue guidance was given as 230 crores, guidance is 1,000 crores for 26, 27, 28. But this call, the con call, you have said that 200 crores for 26 crores.
Sir, I think I'm reiterating myself. The bifurcation which I have given for the revenue, one was as a group, another one, as we are speaking, there are multiple business which has installed within the ecosystem of the company. Okay. We are aligned, and even, if you will look at the numbers, has increased than what projections were there in last particular ecosystem. The confusion which you had is couple of revenue projections which I have answered to the previous queries were specifically for the standalone or what I've explained for the standalone. And in total, if we look at, so what you are saying, the alignment is with there. You are talking around figure number and we are talking specific numbers. That's what it is.
Okay, still, in FY28, we have about 1,000 crore as revenue target. Yeah?
As a consolidated from all the particular organizations, yes.
Yeah, of course. We are only talking about consolidated revenue. Okay, sir. So the next question is that there are strong market rumors on the listing of Sahana Defense Company. How is that to add value to the payment systems shareholders? And if
again, extremely sorry if you can just reiterate your question. I've heard Sahana Defense. Rest came out.
Okay, sir. No problem. I'll just repeat again. Are you able to hear me clearly?
Now it is better, sir.
Okay, sir. So there are some rumors that Sahana Defense will be listed separately. So is that rumor correct? And if not, if it is, then how it will help the Sahana main company shareholders? Because Sahana Defense is the wholly owned subsidiary of the Sahana Systems, right? So thank you.
Sir, Sure, sir. So when we speak about our defense business, definitely the defense business is growing and we are focusing in that particular area. But listing Sahana Defense, there is no any such formal decision has been made by the board as of now. Now, any day if any such decision will be made, we will make any such decision by which the existing shareholder will also get benefit, and we will take care of the existing investors and family members who had trusted on the vision of Sahana, Sahana Defense and all their subsidiaries. So I mean, whatever decision will be taken will be beneficial for existing investors as well. But so far, no such formal decision has been made, and whenever it will be made, there will be a formal meeting by which, a formal announcement by which the right people, investors will be notified as well.
Sure, sir. I have just one more question, and that is the follow-up of the first question, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is that, I think 2 minutes before he said that you have enough order books for next 1.5 years.
Right, sir.
So can you quantify that, like maybe how many crores of order you have, something like that?
Sir, if you will look at the presentations which we have uploaded across, we have given the, you know, list of orders which are already there. But in terms of quantity, what numbers which I am planning to close by this year, this financial year which I have spoken about, are the orders which I have already got either 6 months back, either 1 year back, then only the revenue recognition came into picture. I've also explained to the previous answer of a gentleman's question where I've spoken about the revenue which we have already booked from the existing customers from the foreign ecosystem, and the same is recurrent for another 6 months. Correct. And apart from that, sir, as I have previously said as well, the work which we are doing right now is for, I would say, next financial year. Whatever I am talking about, or whatever numbers I am projecting right now, either I have closed those orders, either I am L1 in that, or I am associated with one PSU from which I am going to get the recurrent business with respect to what we have delivered once. So that's the bifurcation, sir.
Okay, sir. And sir, if you are really getting so many orders, then are you not declaring it to the exchange? Because in exchange, hardly we see any orders in past 6 months also. Probably one or two orders.
So, sir, large-scale orders we are declaring, as per the compliance and requirement of the exchange. The smaller orders or enhancements are, subject to the compliance we are declaring. And rest, that's what the case is.
Okay, sir.
But whatever orders I have mentioned during this call, this all has been declared, sir.
Yeah, sure, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhaval Joshi for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time for this particular call. And it was really nice interacting with you all. There were a couple of good suggestions which we have received. We will take that back to board and incorporate whatever is in the best favor of the company and organizational growth. Yes. Apart from that, I would like again to thank all of you on behalf of Mr. Pratik Kakadia, the promoter of the company, to be part of our investor family and believing in our vision. Thank you, and thank you the organizers for arranging this meeting. Thanks a lot.
On behalf of Sahana Systems Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.